Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt. Today is day 19 of Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua, Ruach of Truth and Power. Meditation verses, John 16:13-15. But when the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, but whatever He hears, He will tell you. And He will declare to you the things that are to come. You will glorify me because you will take from me what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said the Ruach will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Ruach HaKodesh functions in the life of a believer. Number one, He will guide you into all the truth. Two, whatever He hears, He will tell you. Three, He will declare things that are to come. Four, He will glorify Yeshua. And five, He will declare to you Yeshua's instruction. The Messianic life is lived by attentiveness to the Holy Spirit of the Ruach HaKodesh. Moreover, by telling His Talmudim that the Spirit of Truth will guide them into all the truth and announce the events of the future, Acts 11:27, 1 Corinthians 12:8-10, Yeshua virtually pre-authenticates the New Testament scriptures, which they will write as a product of the Holy Spirit or Ruach HaKodesh. It is the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh Elohim that gives us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of Yahweh Elohim's word. Ephesians 1:16-21. I never stop giving thanks for you as I mention you in my prayers, that the Yahweh Elohim of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, our glorious Father, may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in knowing Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches, and what is the richness of His glorious inheritance in the Kedoshim, and what is His exceedingly great power towards us who keep trusting Him, in keeping with the working of His mighty strength. This power He exercised in Messiah when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand in heaven. He is far above any ruler, authority, power, leader, and every name that is named, not only in the Olam Hazeh, but also in the Olam Haba. Verses 22-23, Yahweh Elohim placed all things under Messiah's feet and appointed Him as head over all things for His community, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. His power working in us. Ephesians 3:14-21. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father. From Him every family in heaven and on earth receives its name. I pray that from His glorious riches He would grant to you to be strengthened in your inner being with power through His Ruach, so that Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to grasp with all the Kedoshim what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Messiah which surpasses knowledge, so you may be filled up with all the fullness of Yahweh Elohim. Now to Him who is able to do far beyond all that we ask or imagine by means of His power that works in us, to Him be the glory in the community of believers and Messiah Yeshua and throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. The Greek word for power is dunamis. This is the power that works within us via the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh Elohim. It is His power at work in the lives of the Talmudim of Yeshua, our Messiah. It is this power that will enable us to do the work of the kingdom here on earth. Again, the Greek for power is dunamis, means to be able. Power, especially achieving power. All the words derived from the stem, duna, have the meaning of being able, capable. May even mean to will. Number one, spoken of intrinsic power, either physical or moral, is in the verb dunamai. First, of the body, in power, stands in opposition to in weakness. B, generally a spirit of strength, meaning manly vigor, in opposition to a spirit of cowardness. His powerful word, also in various constructions with kata, according to one's strength, meaning as far as one can, with hooper, beyond, above one's strength. Spoken of Yahweh Elohim, the Messiah, the great power of Yahweh Elohim, meaning His almighty energy. It also, joined with doxa, refers to glory and implies the greatness, omnipotence, and majesty of Yahweh Elohim. On the right hand of the power of Yahweh Elohim, on the right hand of His majesty, in whom the power of Yahweh Elohim is manifested, the manifestation power of Yahweh Elohim. Again, this is the Greek word definitions, and if you get the book, Emuna, My Life, Our Life in Messiah Yeshua, you'll have more details of the scriptures as well. It also refers to power imparted from Yahweh Elohim, spoken of Yeshua as exercising the power to heal. The Son of Yahweh Elohim, the Powerful One, refers to with power and great glory, means angels who are attendants of His majesty, is spoken of the power of the Spirit, meaning the power imparted by the Spirit of prophets and apostles as empowered by the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh. Also is spoken of miraculous power, the mighty power of signs and wonders, means the power of working miracles, explained by the power of the Spirit. It also refers to mighty deeds and miracles. It speaks of the power of His resurrection, metaphorically of language, the power of a word or meaning or significance. Two, spoken of power as resulting from external sources and circumstances. A, power, authority, might, spoken of omnipotent sovereignty as due to Yahweh Elohim. Power stands for persons in authority, the mighty and the powerful ones. B, the meaning of number, quantity, abundance, wealth, a small number of members or true believers, metaphorically for enjoyment and happiness. C, of warlike power, meaning force, i.e. host army over the whole, all host of Satan. The powers of the heaven means the host of heaven. Acts 1:5, but you will receive power, dunamis, when the Ruach HaKodesh has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and through all Judah and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Take the time to read these scriptures and receive His power in your life today. It is only His power within us that enables us to bring the good news to a lost and dying world. It is only His power that will change lives. We are just His vessels of truth. Shalom in Yeshua.